talking Bootleggers north of Tomahawk, right off County Highway L is where you'll find Bootleggers. And Jake Floor, Brenda Holloway, and Chef Maya are here with us to talk about Bootleggers. Good morning, you three.
Good morning.
All right, we're all here. Jake Floor, tell us a little bit about this idea about Bootleggers and its current state.
Well, how we got there was, living on the lake and, being in the real estate game. We saw it for sale, and my business partner and I, which are neighbors, spent many nights or days on the water, and came up with a vision and a business plan, which normally happens when you're sitting in there floating on the lake.
Sure.
And one day we just said, hey, this is we want to make some memories here. Might as well, let's purchase this place.
Okay. And Bootleggers have been around here for a long time, and so we're talking about the same Bootleggers in the same location.
That's correct. Yep.
But it's different than it used to be.
Yeah. But we wanted to keep this. We wanted to keep the heritage there the same. Just pretty much do like a facelift.
Okay.
You know. So keeping all, the location, the views, and just upgrading it a little bit.
Okay. So if you liked Bootleggers before, you're gonna love it now.
I would say yes.
Okay. Brenda Holloway, how'd it come to be that you're at Bootleggers now?
Well, part of it is Jake. As you know, I used to run Sammy's in town, and then my little old body gave out because I'm getting old. But it was kind of nice because he's like, hey, just come on out and start serving. It'll be nice for you. You won't have to work too many days a month. And then about three months later, he says, oh, hey, by the way, why don't you come out and run this thing? So hook, line, sinker, came back.
There you go.
A lot of it has to do with my brother was part of that, putting it together when they were doing the remodel. So, I'm there now.
As far as what people are going to expect, people that have a history with Bootleggers, they come in there now. What can they expect now?
You're going to talk about some elevated service. So it's the way we basically greet your guests. They come in. The ambiance and the atmosphere, the servers are very knowledgeable about the menus, about the wine list. So basically, it's an experience from start to finish.
Okay, and reservations, holiday parties, 'tis the season. Are you open for that right now?
We are.
Okay.
We do have quite a few things booked. We're already booking into next year. If you have a gathering that you'd like to get together, we do have the bar area. We have the dining room area. You can call me at 715-453-7971, or you can go to reservations at bootleggers.com.
I have a little family connection to Bootleggers.
You too?
Yes, the gangster that's etched in glass.
Yeah.
That's my sister-in-law. She did that, and that's my brother. My brother was the model. My sister-in-law does that work.
Wow.
Up in Minocqua. So I got that little, every time I go in there, I tell everybody, my sister-in-law Sally did that. Glass etching thing. It's still there, isn't it?
I know it's remodeled. We still have it. Yes, it's still it's still there, but it's not up and for
if you ain't going to use it, I'd take it off your
hands. That could happen.
I'll tell you that right now. So getting reservations now for anything holiday related, I would assume the sooner you call, the better, and make that reservation.
Absolutely.
How many people can you hold at one time with one group?
With one group, we've done wedding rehearsal dinners. We've done reception dinners. Anywhere from a gathering of 20 people up to 150 people.
Okay, so that covers a lot of area there. Chef Maya, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What have you done with this menu at Bootleggers?
Well, it's been a long time coming, but our menu is elevated fare. Lots of classics on there, but also new items that are inspired by just my love for bringing in new ingredients and trying new things. So I like to keep it approachable, but also help people try new things as well.
As far as your chef influences, what do you have? What did you study? What is your specialty? Anything like that you can share with us?
Well, I truly just have a love for showcasing local ingredients and kind of keeping, simple methods, but making them taste really, really great.
I'm going to ask you a question. I hope it's appropriate, not inappropriate, but I like to think of myself as somebody who knows a way around a kitchen and food and menus and things like that. I can spot a restaurant right away when they're scooping stuff out of 5-gallon pails, and I usually never go back. No 5-gallon pails at Bootleggers anymore.
No 5-gallon pails there, nope.
Good deal.
A lot of our stuff is scratch-made, and we start from just the most basic ingredients and create something spectacular.
You talk about local ingredients. This time of year, it's going to be difficult.
So
how are you going to source local ingredients to bring to the menu?
Right. So last season it was really, really tough for us. But this year we're really excited to showcase a local brand here in Tomahawk that hopefully can be a household name one day, just like Bootleggers, and that's Hillstar Farms.
Okay.
Out on Bayling Road. And Lindsay and Darren Lucas do a great job. They have an indoor greenhouse, so we can get fresh greens, herbs, and microgreens throughout the year.
It seems to me that I don't know of a lot of other places in this general area that do things that way.
Right. Well, it can be difficult in the sense that some local products are a bit more expensive.
Sure.
But that price difference just shows, you know, the sacrifice that those local farmers go through to provide a product to us. It's few and far in between that. I mean, Tomahawk has a local greenhouse that provides lettuce year-round.
Wow. Didn't know that.
You know, maybe the price eventually will come down, but it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I like to spend my dollar in the local area. And
well, menus are priced at. If stuff is coming out of a five-gallon pail, it's going to be a little cheaper.
Yeah,
stuff
mm-hmm.
that's homemade, scratch-made, locally sourced, you're going to pay a little bit more, but it's worth
Absolutely.
Every penny, isn't it?
It is, yes.
It is. Tell us a little bit about the... I understand there's something called a chef collaboration dinner coming to Bootleggers really soon. What is that all? What's a chef collaboration dinner?
So our chef collaboration dinners are where we find chefs from around the world at this point to work with myself and my team. We join together and consider the seasons and our own personal, you know, styles with our food, and we combine it into one beautiful event.
I've heard of these things, but they're usually like big city related.
Right.
You don't hear that kind of thing around here. How do you think that's going to fly?
I mean, so far we've been very successful.
Really? Good.
In all of our course dinners like this and the collaborations, which is a blessing for me. I never thought that becoming a chef in this area would yield that type of opportunity.
It also is sounding to me like Bootleggers is not the kind of place where you're going to want to go in and out, grab a quick meal, and then head out the door. This is something that your meal should be savored because the preparation, the thought that goes into it, you show appreciation to a chef and her staff by savoring that, sitting at the table, lingering. You're not going to be pushed out the door. Am I on to something here?
Yes, that's a really great way to put it. But I would also like to say that we love for people to just come in and belly up to the bar, enjoy a burger. My favorite thing, I love when people just come up to the bar, have a glass of wine or their beverage of choice, and enjoy a bowl of hot French onion soup.
Oh.
Or just come out with the girls and grab a martini and enjoy some creme brulee or fondue at the bar. It doesn't have to be a long experience. It can be whatever you want it to be, yeah.
One of the things that attracts a person like me to a supper, are we calling Bootleggers a supper?
Bootleggers Lodge.
Bootleggers Lodge. Let's go with that. One of the things that attracts me is I'll look and see online if they have an NA beer menu. Mm-hmm. And when it says O'Doul's, okay, I'm not going there. There's a lot of people that are concerned about their alcohol intake these days, and people used to tease me a long time ago, well, it's not real beer. It's real beer. It just doesn't have the alcohol in it. And there are crafters that are really taking their game up. What about at Bootleggers Lodge? You got any NA offerings?
We do have some. Yeah.
I've got, well, it's bottled.
Okay, that's great.
I've got Heineken, and I have Busch.
The Heineken stuff is really good.
Yeah. You like that?
Oh, gosh, I like that.
And, you know, if
and
you a have a product,
too.
Yeah, the mocktail list is great,
yeah.
But if you have a product in mind that you see out there, let us know.
Let us know.
Okay.
We
would love to look
it.
Into whether or not we can carry it and offer it for you.
St. Pauli Girls, another good NA wine.
St. Pauli Girls, yeah.
Okay. Next on the list. Very
okay,
good.
Okay, we're thinking alike here. So the chef collaboration dinner, when is it? This sounds like an event people are going to have to plan for.
Yeah, it's coming up here December 7th and 8th. We'll be serving on Thursday night and Friday night. So if your schedule doesn't work for one night, feel free to come on the other.
What does it take to get into this dinner? Are there reservations, I would assume, for sure? Do you have to prepay for tickets or anything like that?
Yep, so reservations, and our Brenda handles that.
So basically what we're doing is if you want to call Bootleggers, or you can email reservations at bootleggerslodge.com, And then what I do is I call. We figure out the day, how many people. We take the credit card number down, but we don't bill till the day of the event.
Okay.
But that way we have a good idea of what we're preparing for.
Is this a dinner that's priced for a couple or individually?
Individually.
Okay, and what's the individual?
It's $200 plus tax and gratuity.
Okay.
That includes a champagne reception when you people come in and we say hello, how are you, we introduce everybody.
Okay.
And then we have a sit down dinner. It's a 6-course meal with a wine pairing with each course.
Wow, 6-course meal. Can you give us a hint, chef?
Well, there are some wonderful classics on there, some house-made focaccia bread, but we'll also be showcasing fresh sea bass, scallops, fresh winter truffle is on the menu.
Oh boy.
The wine pairings
are going to be phenomenal.
Are amazing as well.
Oh, yeah.
I must say, I think we did a great job selecting the wines for this event.
This is a real dining event.
Yes.
Not just a night out at the restaurant. This is a dining event. People that have seen this on TV, Food Channel, you know, you get this stuff all the time with it. Why can't we do this here? We can do this here now at Bootlegger's Lodge.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Jake, you're kind of getting, I don't mean to.
No, that's all right.
Hey. Lost in the shuffle here. What do you see in the future? Are you established enough now you can start to look beyond?
Yeah, we went through phase one, so we changed the whole restaurant, right? Like, if you haven't been there before, like, we changed everything. So the next phase, so phase two, upstairs was never finished. So we are planning on finishing that. So instead of just being a bar restaurant, we're going to have some lodging. We're going through that process right now. Plans are getting drawn, meeting with inspectors, going that direction. But so we're going to plan on having 6 single rooms upstairs.
Okay.
A 3-bedroom apartment, like a studio. And then we do have a cabin across the street there that's another 3-bedroom up and 3-bedroom down.
So you're combining a lot of your different business endeavors into one here.
Yes, that's what we're doing, yes.
See, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I understand we're going to do something about this chef collaboration dinner here. I was told that we're going to do something. So, Brenda, what are we going to do about this?
We are going to celebrate the 12 days of Christmas because we all love Christmas, right?
Yes.
So after the interview, the 12th person that calls in, they're going to get 2 seats for December 7th for the dinner.
Caller number 12 at 453-4481 right now gets not one but 2 tickets. If my math is right, that's like $400 worth of dining event. Caller number 12 right now, 453-4481. You want 2 tickets to this dining event? It's a $400 value. You get it absolutely free if you're caller number 12 right now at 453-4481 while they're taking care of that out in the office out there. Brenda, I know it probably takes a big team to pull off an event like this and pull off an endeavor like this. So let's talk about that. Tell us a little bit about the rest of your team behind you.
Couldn't do it without them, that's for sure. And there's quite a few people. I'll just name them.
Yes.
Can I just name?
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we have Nettie, we have Amanda, we have Renee, we have Nicole, we have Rachel, we have Sadie, Mackenzie, Alyssa, Emma, Zach, Chef Maya, of course, Debbie, Kate, Callie, Cammie, Abe, Paul, Ethan, Lucas, Pam, Kurt, DJ. It sounds like we have a lot, doesn't it?
We have a lot.
Jacob Holloway, Jacob Denny, Magic, and of course, Grandma Flo.
And it takes a whole team, right?
It does. We may be small in stature, but we are dedicated. And everybody puts a smile on their face. We work hard. We play hard. We get together when we can, when we're not working. So that's a good thing.
We're a little short on time here. Just want to fill in a couple things. Are you going to be involved with the Heritage Chevrolet Fill the Truck fundraiser this year?
We are. Matter of fact, I spoke with Roger the other night when he was out for dinner, and we are going to do a dinner for two for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, that's cool. December 1st through December 12th, buy a $100 gift card. You get $10 in bonus gift card money. And Jake, as far as community involvement, tell us about that just a little bit, and how important is that to your company?
Well, it is. You know, it takes everybody. We want to give back to everything that we bring in here. We want to give back to the community. High school events, we did the Switcher Hockey, Switcher Night the other night. Did very well. Snowmobile clubs, any ties that bind us, I think there's that. Anything that we can kinship. Like,
okay.
We try to anything that anybody that wants help in the community, we want to give back to them.
That switcher night, anybody that has never waited tables before, you need to do it one time in your life. I did it once. It was a hockey team fundraiser out there, and I waited tables all that night. The next day, I could barely get out of bed. It felt like I was at two-a-day football practices for 2 weeks after one night waiting tables at Bootleggers. I will never forget that. And I'll tell you what, my tips have gone up dramatically since that night, too, because know just how hard you work. So thank goodness for all that great staff. Oh, we've got a 12th caller here. Kevin Koth and his perfect head of hair will be dining at this great food event called the Chef Collaboration Dinners, 7th and 8th of December coming up. Congratulations, Kevin Koth. Kevin's going to be doing some good eating.
Yes, Fair enough.
So let's we got to wrap this up here. So a little bit just to kind of tie this all together. If you're looking for a burger, you can go to Bootleggers Lodge and get a burger and a beer and just be real happy with that, because I'll bet you it's not just a general burger. I'll bet you take those burgers up a notch or two, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So, or if you want a big six-course dinner, you can do that. Is that just the time, or are there going to be other kind of dinner offerings like this where it's more of an event?
We will be doing this hopefully multiple times a year. We would shoot for quarterly, but yes, we will continue to do events like this. Yes.
Good deal. Jake Floor, I'm going to give you some last words here. Why should somebody come out to see your new endeavor out there at Bootleggers Lodge?
Well, we put our heart and soul into it, and you know, if you haven't seen the new Bootleggers, I mean, please come and give us a shot.
From the chef's standpoint, Chef Maya, why should somebody come and try your cooking?
Well, I've
it's really good.
It's really good. No, I'm very happy to cook for people. I think you can feel the love in my food. I like to give back to the community through supporting and supplying local ingredients to our people, and I think that should be a driving factor in why you come to Bootleggers Lodge.
Good deal. And Brenda, going to be open all winter?
We are going to be open all winter, but we are looking for staff always, because you know how hard it can be. So don't be shy. Careers at bootleggers.com. Chef's looking for sous chef. I'm looking for servers, bussers, bartenders. We're always looking.
Good
and
folks.
And summer's going to be 7 days a week, so we need to get prepared for that now.
Yes, so if you have a passion for food, service, beverage, anything, please come out. This is a great opportunity to get creative in the workplace that isn't necessarily a ready opportunity in this area. Correct.
I can tell you this, reality up here up north is sometimes we go to the city to get this kind of thing. It's a special,
right,
like
here.
A date night. We go to Wausau, go down to Appleton, the Fox Valley area. It's here in Tomahawk now.
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty cool. Jake, Chef Maya, Brenda, thank you for being here this morning. And yeah, you'll see me having an NA beer and a burger at Bootleggers Lodge before you know it.
See you soon.
Thank you much.